Blog Talk Radio.
WD Miss B Radio.
What you talking about?
Wait a minute! Weren't you listening?
I have a dream.
Ladies with an attitude. Fellas that were in the mood, don't just stand there, let's get to it. Strike a pose, there's nothing to it.
The music just turns me on.
Turn it up!
Oh, yeah!
Oh, my God, is he nuts?
Everybody, 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 everybody.
Now we come to the payoff.
Everybody, 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 everybody.
All right. You are live on BWD Radio with me, your host. Who else? Ms. V. You can call, listen in, hit the digits, 347-237-4501. Or you can also, you can click on the link. I appreciate y'all, as usual. Our live and on-demand shows are an extension of BWD Radio's 24/7 nonstop music variety station. Definitely no commercials, just our hottest indie artists of yesterday and today, and not possibly even tomorrow. BWD Radio is all about diversity, unity, and who else? The indie artists of today. So we consider, support, and play all genres of music, and that's worldwide. You can be sure to take us on the go as well. Download our mobile app. Why not? It's free. And you can always listen in live there as well. I do have my guest for this evening. I'm going to go ahead and bring him right on in. Hey, Dennis, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Lady V?
Hey, I am doing absolutely wonderful. I'm actually liking this new time slot. I feel like there might be some people awake.
Yeah, that's important. That's important.
It is. It's very important. But I'm glad to finally had the opportunity to catch up with you because we've been spinning your music, at least three tracks that I can think of. We've been spinning them for quite a bit, which is good. You've been pushing your music, and that's a positive thing. I do have Love. I have that ready, so we'll go ahead and spin that for the listeners after our interview. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to jump right in. Let's start with, where are you originally from and where are you now?
I'm originally from Memphis, Tennessee. I moved to Dallas, spent there about 6 years, and now I'm down in a little town called Odessa, Texas.
Odessa?
Yes, ma'am.
That kind of sounds familiar.
Yeah, down in the oil field where we got all these crude oil down here in Odessa, Texas.
Ooh. Yeah, you do. You have a little bit of that accent, too.
Hey.
Yeah, you definitely do.
Yeah, it sticks around, and you just hang in it for a little while, and before you know it, you'll have that little tone in your voice, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's a good one, you know? Yeah, it's always nice to hear a different accent. You know, it's what makes the world go round.
Right.
So now you've been singing and writing music for about 15 plus years. So, what was the influence behind your decision to get into the music and entertainment industry?
Well, my first take wasn't to sing. I always wanted just to be a writer. And seems like, you know, you go into the studio and you find, you know, fine guys that are trying to do their thing for singing, and they like my writing, but when it comes to recording, they always want to switch it up, change it the way you want to sing it. But it really started one day. I was following my brother. He was taking some guitar lessons in Memphis from a music store called Howard Vance Academy of Music. And I was hanging out with him, and I ran into this musician. His name is Eddie, and I took a few piano lessons from Eddie, and I told Eddie I had written some songs. So Eddie say, "Well, Dennis, let me hear you," and I got a song that I wrote. It's an old blues song called No More. And he said, "You know what? You have a very nice voice. You should seek more into singing." And I said, "Really?" So, make that story short, when I moved to Dallas, I ran into some people. One of my producers' name is Ray Boland. And Ray Boland, you know, when I complain about, man, you know, every time I get somebody to come in and do one of my songs, man, they all want to sing like sing. Well, he says, "There's the booth, Dennis. Get in the booth. Let's see. There's the booth. Get in the booth. Let's see what's going on." And the rest is history.
That's what's up. Some people, because I've been there, some people clam up. They'll clam up. It's right. Like, it's all cool. And, hey, no problem. And then you go and you stand in the booth and you're like, okay. You know, it could be very intimidating.
Right.
You could definitely be intimidating.
Can I say something? I tell everyone that's trying to pursue a career towards music, and I'll say, find your own style.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You know, I have people say, "Hey, man, you need to sound like Teddy Pendergrass." Well, if everybody sound like Teddy Pendergrass, well, music was very boring. You know what I mean? One sound, you know. So, go and sound like Luther, Dennis. Well, Luther got his own thing. But you got to find your own niche and your own style and just stay with it, you know. That's what I've done.
Yeah, and people that don't stick to their own style, they really don't realize that, you know, the listeners or hopefully fans, if you're trying to, you know, obviously gain a following with fans. And if, you know, if they're hearing music and they say, "Oh, that sounds like, you know, artist so-and-so."
Right.
They actually won't pay it no more mind because they already know that, "Oh, I like that artist, but, you know, this isn't that artist." So, you know,
right.
it's really not good to have somebody say, "Oh, you kind of sound like so-and-so." If you know that that's kind of accidental and you just happen to sound like them, then you need to revisit and do something to make yourself unique, you know?
Correct.
So what has been your greatest accomplishment or achievement, just anything that sticks to the forefront of your mind as, you know, thus far as an artist?
Well, I say, you know, being an artist, it's a scary industry. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, you've been listening to yourself in the studio, you've been driving up and down the highway in your car, your vehicle, or in your house, and you've been listening to your song. "Oh, man, that song is popping." You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds good to you, but once you present it to the world, how
mm-hmm.
are they going to accept you? You know, and I just stayed true to myself. I went ahead and put it out there, and the response has been overwhelming. I mean, it's just been overwhelming to be able to put some music out there that people appreciate. And then, you know, I'm singing about love, but, you know, it's almost like that clean love, you know what I mean? If it makes any sense.
Right.
You know, I'm talking about
love. The clean old school. Yeah.
Of course, I'm trying to tell people, trying to get next to that lady or next to that man. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it's something that's,
yeah.
But it's something that's very respectful, but and then making that it's still getting the message across, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it does. It definitely makes sense to me. And you know, one of the mistakes that some of the artists do is they only have their friends telling them, "Hey, you sound good."
Right.
You know, you have to have some sort of, you know, a balance, you know, have somebody that doesn't really listen to that genre, or, you know, somebody
right.
that doesn't know you, but you have to be fair and, you know, put it in the ears of different people and get their feedback, because, you know,
right.
it can sound good to you after you keep hearing it a few times, and then obviously your friends are going to encourage you, which is cool and everything, but, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean that they have the good ear for it, you know, as well. So, so you had started to mention, in fact, about, you know, your music and your tracks and, you know, what they entail as far as, you know, topic. Now, you know, you have Love, Love, you have One Love, One Kiss, and there's one other one.
Rest of My Life, maybe?
Yes, that's it. So there's like three of them. Now, what inspired these tracks? And can you tell us, you had started to, and I'm not sure if that really applies to, you know, all three tracks, but can you tell us what the listeners can expect from your sound, you know, and your storytelling?
Well, LOV, let's see. One Love, One Kiss. It's kind of a true story. When I was living in Memphis, and you know, I had gone through a little letdown in a relationship, and
mm-hmm.
I met someone, okay, but mm-hmm. she was tied up with a new baby and that kind of thing, and
mm-hmm.
Seemed like we would always hook up the end of the week, like on Thursday we would start communicating, like Monday through Wednesday, it was always, you know, we're doing our own thing. Then on Thursday, we start communicating.
Mm-hmm.
And she would, you know, we would hook up, we would go out, have a good time, dinner, movie, whatever, and then she would disappear until next Thursday.
Disappeared until Thursday.
Yeah, she disappeared, and then she started calling me that close to the weekend again. And that's where part of the song came from, you know. You know, you told me that you had to leave. You said you'd be back real soon. Today it's been 1 week, 1 week, baby. Haven't seen or heard from you. And you see what I'm saying? So that's how that song kind of generated a little bit. Now I can talk a little about LV Love. LV Love, I wrote, it was about somebody else's kind of relationship, what they were going through. That they always wanted to be married. They always wanted to be married. You know, I've listened to the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
They always wanted to be married, you know, and find this true love. And
right.
and then I found my true love. So that made the song even powerful, because that's my wife and a friend of mine that's doing the background in LOV Love.
Oh, really? Oh, that
yes.
is so cool.
Yes, that's my wife. Yes, that's Kimberly McKinney and another young lady. Her name is Kathy Turner, and they're doing the background in LOV Love.
It is awesome, you know, especially that
yeah.
you know, especially when your spouse can and you know take part in something that you're passionate about.
Well, I'm going to cut you off later, but I'm going to tell you this story about that. It took my wife almost 5 years to come into the studio with me. Even though she's a minister of music.
Uh-huh.
And that's where I get my, hey, when I get through with the song, I take it right to my family. That's the first
mm-hmm.
thing, because they're going to tell
mm-hmm.
me the truth.
Right.
But it took my wife almost 5 years to come in the studio with me to do a song. And now, you know, now sometimes I say, hey, baby, when you need, you going to need me anytime soon, maybe to do some background for you. You know, so that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool, you know.
Yeah, yeah, it is, you know. Hey, baby, do a little doo-wop in the back for me, would you?
by the fact, on the end of L-O-V-E Love, that's just me and my wife. That's just me and her. I came up with that after I had recorded the song. And I said, man, you know, it just needs something kind of old school at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just doing my little doo-wop, you know. And so I said, hey, I need you to go to the studio with me for about 15, 20 minutes. And we went down there, and that's how the ending came on. That's me and my wife in the background, just me and her, with that little doo-wop at the end.
See, now I got you saying doo-wop. You're going to be saying that for the next few days for a little bit. Yeah, we talked about the doo-wop.
Yeah, that's funny.
That is so funny. Yeah. So where can we go and get your music?
Okay, right now you can go to iTunes, Amazon Music. I'm on all the Amazon, Rhapsody. Of course, I don't know if a lot of people know about my YouTube. You can go to YouTube, type in my name, Dennis McKinney, and I've got One Love, One Kiss, and Rest of My Life on there. And that's where you can find it now. I got some more things going on, which I will discuss a little bit later. You know, and I'll tell you some more that's going on with me. But for right now, it's just iTunes, Amazon Music. And hopefully, I'm shooting for June, maybe July. I could have my full project done.
All right. Well, in all actuality, that's where I was getting ready to touch on, as we kind of draw to a close. But why don't you go ahead and let us know what you have going on, live events, videos, EP dropping, any project happenings that are current or coming up that you would like to share of what's next for Dennis?
Okay. Well, I'll say one thing. L.O.V. Love, I just recorded my video for L.O.V. Love. I did it in my hometown. And it's going to be based around the young man that I mentored to. He got married on the 19th of this month.
Mm-hmm.
And his wedding is going to be the forefront of L.O.V. Love. It's going to be awesome. I got a chance to go to my hometown, and I hit a lot of the old, you know, the streets like Beale Street. I walked on the river. Oh, man, it's going to be awesome. Had a great crew to go with me. So L.O.V. Love, hopefully, middle of May, will be a full video for L.O.V. Love.
Mm-hmm.
I just created my record label. I got some T-shirts printed up, and
mm-hmm.
I named it after my parents, called Sly Paul Records.
Mm-hmm.
I have my own record label here pretty soon. It's in the making still.
Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of artists are doing that because, you know, you pretty much, you know, need to just put it under your label in order to even register as well, you know, for copyright.
Right. And I've heard it's a risky business for your own record label. People kind of stand off from you. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's my project, you know, and I think it's going to and I hope it just does well. I put some
mm-hmm.
thought into it before I did this. But
mm-hmm.
I also got another video song I'm going to release, hopefully by around
mm-hmm.
September. It's called Watching You. It's an up-tempo song, and there'll
mm-hmm.
be a full video for it too. So yeah, I've got some things coming up. Yes,
that's what's up, and I definitely agree with you. I believe in like the past 10 years, I've tried it twice. One as you know. That I didn't really get the credits I should have got for it. But the second one well, for both really, but the second one was the worst because that's what I did. I opened up the indie, and I mean everything was professional. I mean, obviously the graphics, the website, I mean everything was just really professional, just like, you know, BWD Network is a whole. And you know, if you can't get an artist to see eye to eye with you, you waste money on them. And that was a very valuable lesson. They can't treat you like you're a major label. You know, if you're sitting there and you're doing all the social media and you're doing all the marketing and you're also paying for extra marketing, but the artist just wants to sit behind a computer, not get his face out in the street. No matter how many times you say, listen, you're responsible to get a booking agent, you know. But, you know, the artists are just going to, you know, I don't know. I guess they're hoping that someone's going to come knock on the door and say, hey, let me sign you. I don't know.
No,
but, yeah,
it's
a risky business.
You got to get out there. You got to put yourself out there and just see what kind of response you get. And trust me, I've had some if you can't handle criticism in this business, mm-hmm. you're in the wrong business.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody's not going to like your sound, and I mm-hmm. totally understand that. But mm-hmm. if you can't take criticism, I mean this is not the business for you.
Exactly, I couldn't have said that any better. Because if someone tells you, especially you know your label's going to tell you that, hey, I think we should go with this track, but you're like, no, I really feel in this track. Yeah, but that's your ears. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
that's your ears.
Right.
You know,
right.
That is definitely yours. Well, anyways, I need to start closing it out. Why don't you go ahead and, go ahead with any shout-outs, contact information, how you can be contacted for bookings, features, collabs, or if there's just something we didn't cover in the interview that you want to get out there?
Well, you can always find me on Facebook under Dennis McKinney. You can Google me, Dennis McKinney Music. You can find me on Twitter at AKA Distance on Twitter. Let's see. I think I've hit everything, and I just really appreciate BWD for what they've done to give me an audience, and hopefully I can keep. Like I say, I've got about 9 more songs I'm going to release. You know, it's you can't like I say, you can't shoot all your bullets at one time.
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
Being an independent artist, you got to be very careful of how you release your music, because if you release it all at one time, then you won't have anything else, and you know you're trying to do the next album.
Exactly.
So,
well, there's usually like you know as one would say. An A and B, side, B side, so to speak, you know, the two tracks that you push, that, you know, which is, like I mentioned, your A and B. But, yeah, that's why, you know, we have that one where, you know, it's actually even more of a savings because you can submit two tracks, you know.
Right.
So if
right,
you have
right.
So if you have your A and B, you know, you can go ahead and push it. So, all right, so... Is there anything else that we have not covered?
No. I think it's been a great day. I had a good golf game today, so everything's good.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, it's always good when you have a good golf day.
All right.
Ma'am. Well, I have this LOVE love. So if you want to go ahead and do a little shout out on BWD Radio, Ms. V, and take us into Dennis McKinney and LOVE Love.
I'd like to give a little shout out to BWD Radio for having this interview today, and always from my hometown, Memphis, Tennessee, by way of Dallas, Texas, now in Odessa. And I appreciate the love, and I'm just going to try to keep on putting good music out for you all.
That's what you keep on doing. It was nice chatting it up with you. I'm sure I'll catch you on the flip side, Dennis.
find that special someone that you want to never, never, ever let go.
That's what's up. That was Dennis McKinney. He's doing his thing. He has some good music that he's been spinning. So be sure to support him and support us supporting in the Indie Artist of Today. Give us a follow on Facebook at BWD Radio, at BWD Magazine. Our issues come out the 5th of every month. Also on Twitter, BWD Radio _. And BWD Magazine, as well as BWD Promotions, at and also .com. So Ms. V, she's out of here. well, make sure you tune in. Same BWD day, same BWD time next week. Ms. V, she out.